It's two volumes of photographic books, which are dedicated to the sense of liberty. The one volume is photos taken mostly in Africa of great open spaces, which evoke the sense of liberty. And the other volume is the absolute opposite, and the photographs are all done within the prisons, mostly in Regina Coeli and also some in Rebibbia, which shows the constriction from freedom.
And these books, the funding, the money raised by these books is going to help prisoners, isn't it?
Yes, as the Caritas is quite active in all sectors of society where there's social need and also where prisons are concerned. And the Caritas, with the volunteers in prison, it helps to supply clothing, toiletries, or any other necessity which most prisoners do not have the possibility to buy themselves. For example, in the prison of Nuovo Complesso Rebibbia, there are at the moment 1,800 prisoners in a space for only 1,100 prisoners. And of these 1,800, 800 prisoners have no access to anything, no funds whatsoever in order to buy clothes, to buy toilet paper, or anything like that. So the Caritas organization tries to help supply all of this to those people who don't have it.
These basic things like toilet paper
No
aren't
toilet
supplied by
paper.
the prisons
No,
themselves?
no, no. Nothing is supplied. The only thing is supplied are the meals, fortunately. And yes, they're given a cover and they're given a set of sheets. And I believe when they enter, they're given one roll of toilet paper. That's it. But now, because of the overcrowding and the cutting of funds, everything is being cut. So if they need shampoo or soap to wash, they don't have it.
So if Caritas wasn't there and your organization, they'd have nothing at
No,
all.
no,
It's quite
no.
shocking, isn't it?
It's fortunately there's a very strong solidarity among the prisoners. So usually when there are, because there are obviously the other 1,000 have access to some funds. So what they try to do is they try to share and to help with the people. But quite often people are arrested, brought in. For example, today they were speaking about an Ethiopian who was a pirate, and he was arrested and brought to Rebibbia in a t-shirt and a pair of shorts. And the weather, this was last year, and the weather was below zero. And he had nothing, absolutely nothing. And so, if it weren't for the Caritas, he wouldn't have had even anything else to wear.
You say there's a serious problem of overcrowding. What are conditions like? How bad is it at the moment?
Extremely bad. As I said, there's only space for 1,100 in this particular prison. Cells of for two people are now four people. Cells for four people are six. And you have, I don't know how many, in the ping pong room and the recreation room. You have mattresses on the floor at this point. There's no space, and there's obviously limited baths and limited toilets and limited showers. It's a very bad situation.
And very difficult for any sense of privacy, any sense of dignity for
No,
these
there's no sense
people.
of privacy whatsoever. And obviously the dignity as a result goes out the window.
And what kind of effect is this having on the people that you're meeting, that you're talking to there?
I would surprisingly say I can't believe the amount of patience with which they're facing the situation. I mean, I would imagine other people in this kind of a situation, there should be some kind of disruption, and there's not. They can't do anything. And it's not just the inmates, but it's also the police who work in the prison that are subject to the situation also. They're understaffed and they have to deal with these terrible social problems because the majority of the people in prison at this moment are obviously people that don't have enough money to have a lawyer to get them out.
Would many of these people be foreigners or are they mainly
There's a very
Italians?
high population of foreigners, yes. The majority of the foreigners, I would say, are from North Africa, also Senegal. You also have sub-Saharan Africa and Eastern Europe also.
Would many of these be people who speak no Italian whatsoever?
Yeah,
And
when they
if,
arrive, yeah.
how much support would they have for?
Nothing until they have a finalized sentence, because before that they can't have what's called trattamento, which means dealing with the educatore. It's called an educator, but it's not an educator. It's a person who follows the person's journey in prison, or with the psychologist, or with the social worker. Finally, when they have a sentence, then they can be followed. So you have many of these people that are awaiting trial and awaiting a sentencing in order to have some kind of even a mediatore culturale, who is a
Speaking
person.
their own language.
Exactly. So there are quite a few situations where people can't communicate. I recall last year there was a Chinese man there, and nobody spoke his language whatsoever.
And how long would they have to wait for this sentencing?
It depends on the judicial system here, unfortunately.
So it can be a long, long time, many months.
It can be long, yeah. And usually, okay, if a person has a family or a home outside and a lawyer, usually some kind of agreement can be reached. But if the person has no one and no fixed domicile, there's no place to go, so they stay in prison.